The Brady Report for HHG Legal Group leads the way in divorce, wills, litigation and business.
It is 9 to 5. Good afternoon, Ender Brady.
Hey, Ollie. Great to speak to you.
You too, Ender. One of the biggest UK companies has gone bust.
Yeah, in the past couple of hours, Carillion. Now, people might remember them from the 80s when they were known as Tarmac. Carillion is one of the biggest public sector projects companies in the UK. They're the second biggest construction company in Britain. They have their fingers in all of the infrastructure pies, and they have debts of nearly $3 billion.
Wow.
And in the past couple of hours, they have gone into compulsory liquidation, not even administration, compulsory liquidation. There is nothing left to be sold off to balance the books, to make the creditors happy. This is a huge headache for the government. They run hospitals, they run prisons, they look after about 50,000 Ministry of Defence homes. They're in everything. So many building projects Carillion are involved in, they haven't been able to make money. Carillion are into liquidation, compulsory liquidation this morning here in the UK. 19,500 jobs in Britain gone, 20,000 overseas.
Wow, almost 40,000 people to lose their jobs as a result of the closure. That is staggering statistics, Ender.
Yeah, and some big questions for government. Some ministers have serious questions to be asked of them today as to why they gave big infrastructure projects to a company that was really, really struggling and couldn't make any project pay. So it is quite extraordinary. I would imagine there'll be crisis meetings at government level today.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. Now, there's also big new fines if you are caught dumping your rubbish.
Yeah, fly tipping is a huge problem here. I run cross country and I see household rubbish, building debris, tyres, all sorts. I've even seen armchairs dumped in the countryside. The government today basically is costing $104 million a year for councils to clear this mess up. The government today is announcing new $800 fines, not for the person who does the fly tipping, because quite often it's a man with a van that someone's rung up and said, oh, here, load of building material in my garden, can you take it away, please? And they pay them and they think that's the end of it. Now, basically, if you pay someone, a man in a van, to turn up and take away all the rubbish out of your garden and in a skip at the front of your house, if he's caught dumping it in the countryside, you're going to get an $800 fine.
Yeah, ouch, that'll certainly hurt. Now, the Queen has given a very, very rare television interview. What's she had to say?
Well, the palace are calling it a conversation because Her Majesty does not do interviews.
Correct.
And you cannot ask her a question. But it's fascinating. It's called The Coronation. It went out at the BBC last night, and it would be the interview, to all intents and purposes, it was an interview. It was done by a friend of mine, Alistair Bruce, who is our royal commentator at Sky, a brilliant, brilliant man with such knowledge. And it has emerged, this came out in advance because I knew about it, the crown jewels were hidden away in a biscuit tin and buried under Windsor Castle in the 1940s when they thought the Nazis might invade and steal them. And the Queen didn't know this. And I have to say, the interview and how she was, and they brought along, the crown jewels were taken away from the Tower of London where they're held under tight security. They were brought to the Queen, and the look on her face, it was just such a wonderful story. And they had one of the Queen's oldest friends who was, I was going to say a bridesmaid, but she was one of the helpers on the day of the coronation. Just an extraordinary piece of television. If you get the chance, watch it. You will never see anything like it again.
Yeah, I'm going to have a look indeed. And how did Liverpool go on the weekend, Ender?
Well, do you know what? I'm absolutely loving today because we took Manchester City apart yesterday. We were 4-1 up at one stage, finished 4-3, couple of late goals. So we still have a few defensive issues to work on. But Liverpool basically just played them off the park. Attack, attack, attack. City couldn't cope. And the end result is Liverpool have ended Manchester City's unbeaten run. So they're not going to go unbeaten all season. They will win the league. I think they're too far ahead. But, you know, getting a lot of grief from United fans on Twitter overnight for something I wrote, and I simply pointed out that United under Mourinho will never do that to Manchester City because he would have turned up, played 4-5-1, parked the bus and happy with a 0-0 draw. Well done, Liverpool. And not this week that we sold our best player, Coutinho, to Barcelona. So positive days ahead for the mighty Reds of Liverpool.
Yeah, I can hear that smile on your face from ear to ear. You go and enjoy your Monday, Ender Brady.
See you, Ollie. Take care.